Eastern Europe, as I mentioned, the church was much more religious, let us say. They were much more doctrinaire. They were not interested in finding loopholes. And therefore, the use of Jews as middlemen in monetary transactions was necessary for any economic development of the country. So the Jews would borrow money from the Polish noblemen, let us say, at 30%, which in those centuries was a normal rate of interest, and they would loan it at 40%. Because you needed a large spread to take care of those who would not pay back and all the other dangers of the time. So you were talking about taking really what today the euphemism is juice, right? You're taking a tremendous amount of interest. If you're taking 40-50%, those loans will never be paid back. And again, to collect the loan, many times they had to use methods that were persuasive, and not always persuasive in a gentle fashion. So once again, we see that the situation of the Jewish population was precarious. The fourth and final area where Jews worked in, which was probably the most legitimate I wouldn't say safe, but at least overtly it was not as unpopular, let's put it that way, was that the Jews worked in the lumber industry. Jews leased vast tracts of forest, would hire people, hire Jews and non-Jews, to chop the trees down. And then loggers would take the wood downstream, down the great rivers, some as far as Odessa, some to other parts, and there it would be cut into timber and used. And Jews were very big in the timber and in the lumber industry. And we have... countless numbers of references to it in the Tshuvas. It was a very difficult business because it meant being away from home for months on end. It had all sorts of other ramifications to it. But that was another area where Jews were economically active. The Jews were in very poor economic shape. And they continued to be so the entire 500 years of this period of Polish history. Nevertheless, the Jews had an affinity for Poland. Because in spite of all of the clouds, the Jews felt that they had a chance to develop in Poland and to become strong in Poland, which they did. And in fact, the Jews made a pun on the name of Poland, so they transliterated it into Hebrew, and they said, Polin, here we will rest. Here we have a chance to rest. Here we have a chance to stay over. And Jews, the roots of the Jews sunk very, very deep into Polish and Lithuanian and Russian society. However, Hitler eliminated it all, and today it's as though it never existed, which is really the most remarkable thing, is that it's never existed. I saw not long ago a report that one of the news agencies had regarding Lithuania. I think it was on NBC News. It had a three-part series on Lithuania today.
And its history and what it's undergone and how the church still survives in Lithuania and how it is the most ethnic of all the Soviet republics, and the fact that it still speaks its own language and doesn't give in to Russia, etc. And a long speech about its history, and it never once mentions that the Jews were 10% of the population and that there are no Jews left today. And that it was the seat of